Hi, it's Helen here in Athena Media. It's a wet and miserable evening in Dublin, but it was great to see yesterday that Mark Pollock was blogging again, and it's been a worrying 2 weeks, and if he's listening or picking up audio boos, I just want him to know that everybody in Dublin, and Athena Media in particular, is thinking of him and sending good wishes. Mark's had a very tough time since his accident, and obviously what it was great to see in the blog was just that once again his brilliant mind is working and he's connecting and thinking about the situation he's in since he fell and broke his back. And obviously he had an operation a couple of weeks ago and had a post-op infection. And one of the things that was so striking in the short but very beautiful blog that he wrote, Posters, was that what was coming to him in the darkness of the last week or two was Ernest Shackleton, the great explorer who came from Ireland, and Shackleton's family motto, which was endurance is courage. And in some ways, really that idea that endurance and the ability to see something through, which we know the slog and the hard work, the heartbreak that follows whenever you try to complete a long, long project, but also when you try to come through suffering or pain, you know exactly what endurance really means. So it's inspiring to see him write, and inspiring to know that Shackleton's words and Shackleton's story is also part of what's inspiring Mark himself in this time. So Mark, if you're listening, in this wet and miserable evening, we're all thinking of you and hoping that our thoughts and even our positive energies can bring you strength wherever you are and whatever you're doing. On Sunday, Ross Whittaker, the documentary maker, his movie, his film about Mark, which is called Blind Man Walking, has been premiered in the IFI, in the Irish Film Institute. So quite a few of us are going to that and really looking forward to seeing it. It's really the story of Mark's polar adventure, and Ross is somebody who's done extraordinary work. His Saviors documentary is beautiful, and I think for most of us, you know, we're just really keen to see what's the outcome of his work with Mark, and we know that Mark and him are close friends. So a lot of people who've been following Mark's story will be there on Sunday in the Film Centre at 1:30 to see Blind Man Walking.